It's time now for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Beth, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Mike. It's good to be here. How are you?
Doing all right. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. A little warm, but that's okay. It's summer.
Yes, indeed. This is kind of what we have to deal with in July, some warm weather for sure. So we're focusing on a topic today that it's a serious one, and hopefully we can do some things to prevent this from happening. The topic is preventing trauma. So where do we want to start here?
Well, you know, I think what we want to do is think about what trauma is. You know, because when we know what that is, then we can talk about preventing it. Trauma is an intense, unexpected event or series of events that threatens our lives or our safety. And so, you know, I kind of came across this in a conversation with a mom recently, and she was worried if wearing masks to school for the kids might be traumatic, which then I realized that as a mom, she didn't know how really powerful she was in preventing it. Now, typically, when we think of trauma, we think of war or car accidents or being abused or dire predictions like if you don't do this, something awful will happen, or in chronically unsafe neighborhoods or workplaces or schools. It's the intensity, unexpectedness, and inability to process the event afterward is what creates it as a trauma. Bad things happen all the time. And often, you know, maybe this happened to you, Mike, parents think that they're supposed to prevent the bad thing from happening. You know, we're supposed to, like, make the world safe. And that means we've got to control other people. That's always a good thing to do. But more importantly, it's how we work with our own children and with our coworkers and our families to prevent the impact of the trauma. Hurricanes and car accidents happen. So the things we need to do are prepare. So first we would prepare our children, our families, practice, provide physical closeness and wisdom, and then process or talk about it. So let me give you an example. You know, I was a teacher for a long time, and a fire would be turn into a traumatic. So we would prepare. We'd talk about what to do if there's a fire, if the fire alarm goes off, what does it sound like, where do you go, how do you walk, who's going to be with you. And then we would physically get up and practice, first without the sound, then with the sound. We would never, ever send students or children out alone or without knowing exactly what to do. That's providing that closeness and wisdom protection. And then when we're done, we never want to skip the part about processing. We're talking about how did it went and were there any questions or any feelings about it. So thinking about the masks, here's something that if parents are concerned, and I have no idea what anybody's going to do, what schools are recommending, I'm not endorsing or unendorsing masks. But if you think something like that or returning is going to be hard on your child, prepare and explain ahead of time what's happening. If it's wearing a mask or wearing different clothes or carrying a book pack, getting on a bus, practice so that the sensation and the behavior is familiar.
Yeah, and if they do end up having to go through a situation like that, they can, you know, obviously draw on the practice, and it'll help calm them a little bit and make them feel a little more confident that they can do what they need to do to help stay safe and get through it.
Exactly. Because once they've been through it safely, they know it's possible. So that's what we're providing. And then, of course, at the end, ask them, what was it like? How did it go? So it's those P's, the preparation, practice, providing physical closeness and wisdom, and processing that helps our families and our children really do well with the new, intense, unusual experiences. Masks may or may not be it. I know that was the conversation that came up. But there's so many things that could happen. And we just want our kids to be prepared.
And what are some of the other things in our last 30, 40 seconds or so, Beth?
Well, and, you know, the other things that we would want to be prepared for is, like, if you get lost, how do you get home? If you get corrected at school, how do you respond? If somebody asks you a question and you're uncomfortable, you know, if it's somebody you don't know, how do you respond so that you can be safe? And having them know that they are always, always safe with you or with other designated adults, because that physical proximity helps their nervous system settle down and keeps them thinking rather than just reacting to events.
And what's the best way for folks to talk to you or to talk to someone with your spot, and they can get more information from Safe Harbor Counseling?
Okay. You can call Safe Harbor Counseling directly at 630-466-8657, and I will be the one who answers and can direct your call to the place that you need it, or you can check out our website at www.safeharboril.com.
That's all the time we have on today's show, but make sure you join us every week at the same time. It is Your Life Matters from Safe Harbor Counseling. You can find out more again at safeharboril.com, as we have social worker Dr. Beth Placetka with us every week from Safe Harbor Counseling, and Dr. Beth speaks for Your Life Matters. We'll see you again next week.